Plastic Company versus the United States, 06-1093. Ms. Barber.
Good morning, Your Honor. Thank you for the report. My name is Lisa Barber, and I represent the Plastic Company for the Plastic Company is asking this court to reverse the decision of the preliminary appeal case, granting summary judgment to the appellee, and request findings from the investigating attorney and court to review. Plastic Company requests a verbal court review. First, as to classification, imported merchandise is more properly classified under 9503 at this point, or alternatively, as an accessory to the point, than as a heading 402 item. Second, as to summary judgment, the Court of International Trade simply applied the wrong test to determine whether process tests established a central element of the claim, and therefore summary judgment was appropriate in this matter. As to the first point, the Court of International Trade should have classified imported items as a toy or an accessory to a toy under heading 9503 and subheading 9503.7.0.0.
But on the accessory point, you kind of, no pun intended, sandbagged the government on this in the sense of not raising that earlier, if I understand correctly.
It was briefly mentioned in appellate's motion after the summary judgment.
But it wasn't mentioned in the opening brief, right?
That is correct. I would submit to Your Honor if you do feel like this argument has been forfeited in any manner, that you do have discretion under Wolf v. Singleton, which is a U.S. Supreme Court case, to decide to choose first trial at the appellate level and the reply brief. Now, I would rather submit that under Jarvis Clark, the court in the Customs Classification case's duty is to find the proper laws. And this is not just for the benefit of the importer or customs, but it's for the benefit of further importers and customs in the future that the correct classification had been made.
On the accessory point, if you know, look at the dictionary and you find an accessory is something that's subordinate, this backpack and the beach bag seem to have utility unrelated to the carrying of toys. I mean, in fact, they were advertised, I think, as being able to carry swimsuits and other small items. Doesn't that suggest that even if the accessory argument were before us, that the beach bag is not an accessory to the toys, but has an independent functionality?
Well, Customs has literally defined accessory unit, defined it as an article related to the primary article, which is solely and principally with that article. The evidence before the court shows that the beach bag and backpack is principally with the set of toys that are in them. It drains them, its size, and it matches the markings on it. So since kind of the definition that most, you know, dictionary and customs go with that principally used with, the evidence shows that it is principally used with, though it could, you know, potentially be used with other things.
Why isn't 4202-9245 more specific? Because it falls under the heading of carrying cases and trunks, suitcases, backpacks, whereas 950370 that you're looking for is just generic other toys.
There's a couple reasons, Your Honor. Because the chapter note in Chapter 95 states that parts and accessories, which are suitable for use solely or principally with articles in this chapter.
Would you speak a little more slowly and more distinctly? The sound here resonates and comes back in.
There's a problem. Maybe she steps back from the mic.
Yeah, that's been suggested. Why don't you do that?
Okay, we have a chapter note here in Chapter 95. This chapter note states that parts and accessories, which are suitable for use solely or principally with articles in this chapter, are to be classified with those articles. This is a chapter note. Under the general rules of interpretation, which are applied in customs classifications cases, classification shall be determined first according to the terms of the heading in any section or chapter notes. So right here we have a chapter note that specifically says that if you have an accessory, it is to be classified with the article in its classification. We also have a sense of legislative intent here, that the court
But I think Judge Lurie was asking, isn't the section dealing with carrying cases more specific than the one dealing with toys?
We don't think it is, even if it was, it wouldn't matter, because there's no taking it out of that. Because under the note, it could theoretically be classified as something more specific like that, so because it's an accessory, it should be placed with the article of accessory. We think the legislative intent of putting that chapter in there backs that argument. That's my second point. The Court of International Trade simply failed to apply the track test to determine whether the imported merchandise could be classified under the Hedge Act Rivalry. Subsequently, the Court of International Trade failed to see the evidence put forward by process method when evaluating whether summary judgment was appropriate. Heading 9503 is a principal use provision. Case law up until this point on FOIA has stated that. And additional U.S. rule of interpretation 1A governs principal use provisions, and it states, a tariff classification controlled by use is to be determined in accordance with the use of goods of that class or kind to which the imported goods belong. The Court of International Trade stated on plastic molding in 2002 that the principal use of the class or kind of goods to which an import belongs is controlling, and not the principal use of the specific imports. Now, the Court of International Trade decided to cover on a case in 1976. And ever since that time, principal use provisions have been analyzed under that seven-factor test.
But isn't the principal use here clearly, as part of the carrying?
Well, we have evidence from our experts saying that the principal use is to use the sand and water to the beach and to insert removals ultimately.
Well, but I mean, as Judge Dyke, I think, was suggesting earlier in the colloquy with you, I mean, you could certainly carry things like bathing suit, towel, suntan lotion, this type of stuff, sun hat, in the bag, and in the backpack and in the duffel bag.
Well, it's certainly true that an item can have multiple uses, but what we're looking here at
I mean, I think you might have a different case if these were, say, backpacks, if the poo and the bar, what is it, the poo, and what's the other one?
Barbie
backpack and the bag were literally made for a Barbie doll, say. In other words, you put it on your doll. But it does seem that a person, a child, can use this, or perhaps even an adult, for carrying purposes.
It would be disingenuous for me to say that it couldn't carry things because in our ads and things like that, it clearly shows it carrying things.
But it could carry toys, too. I mean, the fact that it's carrying toys doesn't make it a toy, does it?
No. But again, we believe the principal use is as a toy.
Well, but I would think that you might have a case that it was a toy if the evidence showed that people use these backpacks to pretend to be carrying things, you know. In other words, that this were, you know, the child were saying, I want to be like an adult, that here's my toy backpack to pretend that I'm like an adult carrying things in a backpack. But there's no evidence of that, if you will, play value of the backpacks or the beach bag here. The kids actually use the backpack to carry things. It's not that they're playing and doing it.
Sure. There are a couple of things to keep in mind. This is, you know, obviously still at summary judgment stage, and we just had the, you know, words of our experts, and as the international trade case Dolly, the U.S. stated that, you know, experts who are in charge of importing, designing, marketing, have good reason to know what it does and are competent to testify to that. And we had the Vice President of Engineering, who was in charge of all those functions for this bag, testify to that fact.
Do you have a vice president of engineering for making bags?
I think this is not what I thought I would have. And the other thing to keep in mind is, again, items can have multiple uses as the primary use here. And again, if we do accept the argument that it's an accessory, then that would take it out of anything as far as that it is an accessory. Now, if the court had Now, the court of international change is focused on play value. We submit to play value only factor 5 and some factor 5. There's 6 other factors that the court of international trade should have looked to when considering whether process classes within the class or kind of items that share our principal use. I see another time I'm going to.
You can use it or save it as you wish. Fine. Mr. Curley. An experienced lawyer like you isn't going to ask us to fact find her, are you?
No, Your Honor, but I did want the court to see the samples of the merchandise up close.
Why?
I guess I've been involved in too many patent cases over the years, Your Honor. The invention is always the most interesting part of the whole thing.
I don't need them. It clutters up the place. I'm sure it is.
The problem with the accessories is that we have heard the issue as to whether or not these backpacks and bubble beach bags are accessories was not raised before custom in the administrative process. It was not raised before the trial court, and it was not raised in the process in their opening brief. It was raised the first time in the reply brief, and under the law of this court, that issue has been waived and really cannot be presented to the court.
Yeah, but we can consider it, right?
Well, I would say that it was waived in the court not to consider it.
What's the answer on the merits to the argument, as to the accessory argument?
It's not an accessory, and it doesn't fit within the chapter notes that the process.
But why is it not an accessory?
First of all, the provision for the chapter notes that is the whole basis on which process is urging that it's an accessory makes an exception. Says subject to chapter note 1 of 9503. And chapter note 1 says that this chapter does not cover bags or cases covered by 4202.
Yeah, but there's a similar note in the bag section. It's totally circular, right?
Well, yes, that's true, but the point is that you really can't look at it as an accessory until you find that the 4202 is not the most specific one.
Okay, but I don't understand why they're relying on the note, because, I mean, the chapter heading itself refers to accessories. So why they're saying this is an accessory to a toy. Tell us why it's not an accessory to a toy.
If it's an accessory, it would have to come in under 9503.70, that is the subheading under which process has urged classification.
Well, forget about the subheading. Just look at the chapter heading itself. We're supposed to look at the chapter heading first. And chapter heading says toys, it says accessories. Why is this not an accessory within the main chapter heading?
Well, if you want to, I want to answer your question, but please allow me to make this preface to it. This importation is solely of bags. The provision under which process is urging classification is other toys put up in sets. Classification must be determined as of
an yeah, I understand. I understand the argument, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Apparently, it didn't make a lot of sense to the trial judge here, because you've got a basic chapter heading. You don't have to go to the subheadings. We've got a basic chapter heading that says toys and accessories. So the question is, you don't seem to like the judge's ruling in your favor, but that's your business.
Yeah,
we considered the toys question. You didn't get to your sets issue. In the main heading, it says toys. It says accessories. I understand the argument as to why it's not a toy. Why is it not an accessory?
Well, it's not an accessory because an accessory has to be subservient to the article to which it's an accessory. And this bag acts independently of the toys. It carries the toys to the beach. Now, much effort has been made to show that the bag will drain sand or water out of it. And that is true. But that is only a feature to make the bag more useful. The bag has its own utility independent of the toys. Swimsuits, towels, sunglasses, suntan lotion, other things can be carried as well. So that it's not interacting with the toys to make them, to enhance their value. Toys are usually to be played with by children. The bag has nothing to do with that. The bag is the means for the transport of the toys to the beach. So I think right off the bat, it doesn't satisfy the requirements of an accessory. And they can't even raise the accessory issue based on the arguments that they make. That is the chapter notes. For instance, to classify this bag in any way, it has to be viewed just the way it's been imported. And if it hasn't been imported in sets, it can't fall within 950370. So the argument is being made that it's really an accessory, and therefore it interacts with the toys. The toys, first of all, were not imported. So to have an accessory, you've got to have three actors on the stage. You have to have at least two to make up a set. And the statute says toys put up in sets and parts and accessories. So you have to have at least a third actor or component of the parts, I should say.
What case says that you go to the subheadings instead of looking at the main heading? I thought the cases said the opposite. What case says that you look at the subheadings when you've got the question answered by the main heading? Why do you keep arguing about this subheading? Our cases say look at the main heading.
Well, the court below found that it wasn't a toy.
Within the main heading?
Yes.
Why do you keep arguing about the subheading?
Well,
what difference does it make whether there's a subheading that covers it if the main heading covers it?
Your Honor, I'd like to cover all the issues. Argument and leave issues that have been raised unaddressed. But you're quite correct. The court below found that it wasn't a toy. But I'm saying that even if it is considered a toy for purposes of argument, it doesn't satisfy the subheading.
Who cares? What difference does it make whether it satisfies the subheading? If it comes within the main chapter heading, why isn't that enough?
That isn't enough because you can't classify these articles in the main heading. You have to classify, you have to have a provision for duty. And there's no duty assessment for the main heading. You have to find a subheading. Assuming for argument purposes, it's a toy. This is what I'm trying to get to. Then you must find a subheading under which these bags fit under the toy provisions. And that subheading, that process is urging here, is 950370. And the government demonstrated below that the backpacks cannot fit within 950370. Now,
but there's an other subheading, right?
Not that anything has been urged here.
Okay.
There's another point that I must make, because I think that without it, we have no anchor. You cannot just come in as an importer and sign a subheading, and when the court finds that the merchandise is not classifiable in that subheading and finds that custom correctly classified it in another subheading, there is no further requirement under Jarvis Clark or any other case in this court for the trial court to hunt around through the tariff, through the harmonized tariff schedules, to find another subheading. There is no need for it. It's up to the plaintiff wants to be classified. Otherwise, these cases would have no end. One could come in with some heading, it not be not found there, and then go on and on forever. You just, as realistic, as a practical matter, you just can't do that. Jordan's court was a different situation. That was one in which the importer could not prove that the merchandise should be classified under the provision that emerged, that it advocated in the court. And the court was not convinced that customs classification was correct. So the way the case stood was that there was no correct classification that the court could order. And prior to Jarvis Clark, what would happen is if the importer couldn't prove its classification, then the court would affirm customs just on the basis that the failure of proof to show a different provision is the prevailing. But here we don't have that. The court found that the bags were correctly classified by customs, and process could not establish classification under 95037. And that is the reason why the court did what it did. And just make my last point on that particular issue. Under the Supreme Court's decision in Celotex, if the non-moving party, in this case that's process, cannot prove an essential element of its claim, then the moving party is entitled to judgment. There is no issue material fact in dispute as to other points, if the non-moving party cannot prove its case, and process here could not prove its case. Therefore, the government, the trial court was correct in granting the government's motion, and the facts that they're raising about whether it's a class or a claim or anything, it is not really material for purposes of this issue because process can't prove its case. Regardless of how the court would come out on the class or kind of merchandise. And in somewhere along the line, the court has to focus on what the issues are when these cases have no end. And my submission to you, I think, is correct. Assessment of what the law is. And process ought to be held to what they argued below and ought not to be able to expand their arguments on appeal in a required. And bear in mind that we have not had the benefit of customs views on any of this stuff because accessories was not an issue.
I think we understand your point on that, Mr. Curley. Did you want to address other points while you still have time? Accessories to something.
Well, they can be independent. They can be bags and backpacks, which is what we view the issue to be. They stand on their own. They're not accessories to anything. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Curley. Ms. Barber has a few minutes of rebuttal.
I wanted to address Mr. Curley's argument that process is not able to establish establish an essential element of its claim. The reason it causes plastics, well, the requirement of natural trade just didn't look at the right test. Processed plastics had a broad array of methods that the court quite simply didn't look to. If the court had applied the carbon factors, it would have looked to the avenues of sale, or environment sale, the avenues of trade, things like that, for which processed plastics has evidence, which is in the record showing licenses with Disney as well, which would show the channel of class. Testimony of a toy buyer who did buy it, so to buy some case in a store, which would have shown environmental sale, and even information about industry process as a toy company, which was 57 years old at that point. So it was important to apply the appropriate test, nor to find whether the conversion is part of a class or kind of drugs with that control use, that I think we would have established an essential element of our claim. And as to, I just want to make another point as far as accessories go. No case I have seen has required that accessories be imported along with the toy that accessories. I don't think that's a requirement. And for those reasons, I thank Your Honor for your time. Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Ms. Barber. We will carry this case away and we will not toy with it. Case will be taken under advisement.